townhall.com.
At 95 North Phillips Highway, there's a crash on the right and on the Dames Point Bridge going south. Look out for another accident. It's on the right side of the bridge. We're expecting a 1 in 5 chance of rain today with a high of 94. This evening, a 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms. 76 degrees the low right now. It's 79 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The Wall Street Journal reports the tight job market for this year's upcoming holiday season could mean better pay and benefits even for seasonal workers. The date is set to hear Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser in front of a U.S. Senate committee. And Florida candidate for Governor Andrew Gillum wants a 40% increase in Florida's corporate income tax. He says he wants to use it to raise $1 billion more for education.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
It is 8:03. Good morning. Ed Dean here along with Roger Henderson. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/WBOB. Any part of the show that you want to listen to, Ed, I've got this on, I've got that on, and hey, turn us on your smartphones. It's the only way you can actually turn us off. But anyway, turn us on the smartphones. The app is free. Listen to us on your Android phones and read a lot of the news while you're out there on the website. Just go to WBOB.com, WBOB.com. Let's get to some of the big stories before we get to some of the Kavanaugh and the classification of President Trump. Again, no dates have been set about that. One of the other big news stories that's happening today is Andrew Gillum has got some people a little bit worried, according to Tom Thiene from the Associated Industries of Florida, because Gillum would propose a spawn of terror in the boardrooms. If Gillum, according to AIF and business owners out there and pro-business groups, if Gillum gets what he wants, he has told people in a report that's come out today that he has called for a stunning 40% increase in Florida's income tax. He wants to raise $1 billion more for education, including $50,000 for starting salaries for teachers. Last month, Gillum defended his tax increase, pointing out that Florida only has a 5.5% tax increase when you compare it to Georgia and or Alabama. He says he wants to have all of this money to boost Medicaid, the minimum wage, also to legalize marijuana. The Gillum campaign says, quote, Florida Republicans have had the wrong priorities for years. In Tallahassee, nearly half of our working families say that they cannot make ends meet, but yet our richest corporations are getting away with it and they pay very little. The Florida Education Association loves the idea. They say that Republicans have chronically underfunded public schools and criminally underpaid our teachers out there. Remember what Gillum said.
Just to graduate from college, I am on this stage as the most progressive candidate running for governor, as the only non-millionaire, non-billionaire running.
So he wants to raise the corporate income tax. Mm-hmm. The $15 an hour minimum wage. He wants to fund, by the way, income increase with the taxes to fund education by $1 billion. I don't know why it's not $1.5 billion, but it's $1 billion. Why not $2 billion?
Right.
He also wants to legalize marijuana. This would scare a lot of businesses, I would assume.
Yeah, I would imagine this is going to lead to layoffs. People who think they
40%.
Have secure in their jobs and then the employer can't pay them anymore, so they'll have to let them go. That's probably what's going to end up happening if this goes through.
On Hyphenated America, Executive Director Christopher Harris says, you know, if Gillum, even for black-owned businesses, his proposals would do major damage.
The economy is doing well. I mean, Florida has the second highest number of black-owned businesses. And there's about 251,000 black-owned businesses. And what happens is if you allow people like Mr. Gillum to get in office, here's what he wants to do. He wants to increase the corporate taxes on those black-owned businesses in general also by close to 50%. So when people like Mr. Gillum says, oh, we need to have health care for all, and going back to the tax issue, one of the things he talked about in his campaign was saying, hey, you know what? Our taxes will only be 1% lower than California.
Hmm.
Well, California is a steaming pile of mess right now. I mean, it's falling apart. Well, basically allowing someone like Mr. Gillum to be in charge of the entire state, the third largest state in the country with the fourth largest economy, a $967 billion economy, and they want to let someone like that run the state, it's going to hurt everybody.
Andrew Gillum has said that Florida cannot be a cheap date and still be the state that is deserving for our children. He says, quote, I believe that corporations have to pay their fair share. I'd like to ask the question, is this, I mean, for those of you that are big Gillum supporters, If the economy's doing well, is it only based on tourism? You do understand that if you raise corporations, if you raise the hotel tax, if you do it statewide and raise corporations, they're going to pass that on to tourists out there.
Yeah.
You don't think tourists look at the cost? Every time Disney raises its prices, Roger, I hear people going, yeah, we're going to go, but
yeah,
how much are they raising it by?
Exactly. You know, so many people vote in elections on things that have nothing to do with policy. You hear what the candidates are purporting, and the next thing you know, they like them for other reasons. And elections have consequences, Ed.
Right. You know, they always throw Rick Scott's plan under the bus. If the economy's doing so well and unemployment is down, then I ask the question, what would be the point of taxing them? We've spent more money on education. We've thrown it off into the local communities to pick up the tab. That's open for debate. But again, we throw out random numbers. They also support full-blown legalization of marijuana. I am not an advocate of that. But let me ask the question. I've got people emailing me right now. If you, Ed, you know what? Gillum, this far leftist, you know, if you wanted to legalize marijuana, you could just have enough money to fund everything right there. I don't know if that's true or not.
Right.
But again, compounded on the $15 an hour minimum wage, how are you going to offset businesses with that? Are you going to cut taxes for them to soften the blow?
Yeah, exactly. And you mentioned earlier in the program that there is a way to tax marijuana that's grown in people's backyard. I haven't quite connected the dots there yet, but if people are growing their own marijuana and not going to the dispensaries, you know, maybe it's not as easy to tax as it may seem.
When it comes to the issue of Brett Kavanaugh, the circus again will begin on Monday. A lot of people have been saying, yeah, Ed, you know, next couple of days, whatever, but the real show begins on Monday. According to stories out there, that is when the accuser, Christine Ford, will get in front of a U.S. Senate, and well, actually, it's a Judiciary Committee, to talk about what happened 36 years ago and whether or not it will have an effect. Tammy Bruce from the Independent Women's Voice says, you know, we're telling women to be taken seriously. If there are sexual allegations or misconduct that was broken the law, why are we not settling this in court? She says, this is actually hurting women's cause because it's being done as a political hatchet job.
But when we say we want to be taken seriously and that it's because we want justice, and then allegations come forward specifically to harm someone, right, to be used in a manner to ruin them personally, to ruin their career, their personal reputation, and it's outside of the justice system, that it's not about the accuser being taken seriously and the accused having rights as well. Everyone who was saying that women can't be trusted, that women are going to use accusations against us, that right, comes back into play. And this is what none of us deserve this. So
President Trump was asked about, well, what do you think about the delay? He says, you know what, I'm ticked off at the Dems for pulling this stump, but if it delays for a few days, then so be it.
Perfect. Everything is just right. I wish the Democrats could have done this a lot sooner because they had this information for many months and they shouldn't have waited till literally the last days. They should have done it a lot sooner. But with all of that being said, we want to go through the process. One thing I will say, if it takes a little delay, it'll take a little delay.
But yet, who's really pushing for the delay? Is it the Democrats or some of the Republicans, like Arizona Senator Jeff Flake and Bob Corker from Tennessee? The question was asked for the lawyer of Christina Ford, Deborah Katz. Okay, your client is not, they're going to be sitting side by side, but your client will go in front of a committee on Monday. Will your client answer all of the questions? And the lawyer says, well, we don't want to go down the road of Anita Hill.
She's willing to cooperate. What she is not willing to do is to be part of this bloodletting that happens in Washington. We only need to look at the Anita Hill hearings to know what that's going to look like. And that's not a fair way to get at the truth.
But here is, I mean, does it matter, Roger, that you've got one woman accusing Brett Kavanaugh? Normally there would be a pattern if there was more, like Roy Moore, Al Franken,
exactly,
John Conyers, whoever.
It speaks to credibility.
You've got 65 women have come forward to say Kavanaugh's got a sterling character out there. Does that really mean anything? Well, according to the liberal left, this question was asked by CNN's Jake Tapper of liberal commentator Simone Sanders on CNN.
In a lot of these Me Too cases, Harvey Weinstein, who have fallen because of their disgusting past behavior, In almost all of them, it's a pattern. You see more than one.
Absolutely.
What if nobody else comes forward? Does that change things for you at all?
No, I still think Dr. Ford, she has credibly come forward, in my opinion. I hope if there is any, if there are any other women out there, they do come forward. These women are probably some of the most powerful people on the planet right now.
Wait a second. In the court of law, if you got one individual says he did it, you got 65 say, no, he didn't do it. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it's five people. You're outweighed.
Exactly. And unless there's some kind of credibility issue with the 30 people who say he didn't do it.
Chuck Schumer at The View says, oh, this woman's got all the credibility in the world.
I think the allegations of Professor Ford are extremely credible.
Yeah.
She took a lie detector
right.
test. She talked to this to her therapist. They were having family counseling in part because of what happened to her 5 years ago and told all the details. Mm-hmm. And third, to come out and say something like this puts you and your family through incredible scrutiny.
Yes.
People throw brickbats at you and everything else. She didn't do it on a whim. I don't think she did it for political reasons. Mm-hmm. So she has
she
a great deal
it.
Of credit.
But she told her, what was it, therapist out there? But as Laura Ingram from the Ingram Angle points out, her story's all over the map.
Familiar with the 11th hour charges against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. Christine Blasey Ford, a Palo Alto research psychologist, is claiming that when she was 15 and Kavanaugh was 17, he made unwanted advances toward her at a boozy house party. But there are holes in Ms. Ford's version of events. 2012 notes from her psychotherapist mention four men involved in the assault on Ford. Now, the accuser says it was only two men. Nowhere does Kavanaugh's name appear in those notes.
Maybe she's got Clinton disease. She can't recollect. No, I'm not sure. Yeah, I can't recollect that. So, but it's okay if he does it, but if it's somebody against a conservative, then it's a different story. More as we continue to move along. All right. 222-TALK. 904-222-8255. The Kavanaugh. Does this hurt the women's cause out of a very valid cause of being sexually harassed at work? At going out, something that would be, you know, criminal, Roger, by going, instead of going down the right process, instead of using this as a hatchet job, as Tammy
right.
Bruce said, Kim Strassel from the Wall Street Journal says this also hurts the Me Too movement.
And Senator Feinstein waiting until the eve of them getting ready to send this confirmation to the full Senate decides then to release the letter, not at the beginning when they first get his name.
Also, the question I'd like to ask you, Andrew Gillum, wants to raise the corporate income tax by 40% to fund all of these dream programs. The question is, should it happen? I'd like to hear from some of you on the left as well. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Here's a question. I mean, what would have legalization of marijuana? I mean, how many billions are we talking about? I mean, we're going to start teachers off at $50,000 a year. What does that say to the teacher that earned $50,000 after 20, 30 years? What does it say to them?
Right. And are they going to get a raise too?
222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On the Dames Point Bridge, there's a crash on the right, 95 north at Bay Meadows, a broken down car, and at 95 south at Phillips Highway, there's an accident. Traffic this morning being brought to you by Snyder Heating and Air Conditioning.
Gentlemen, if you believe your divorce case deserves a reasonable investment in your future, then you need to visit DivorceMenOnly.com. I'm attorney Kenny Lay. Some people invest in a quality HDTV, others invest in a quality automobile, and many invest in a quality 401k. But when it comes to your divorce case, is your future also worth a quality investment? If it is, I encourage you to visit us at DivorceMenOnly.com or come visit one of our law offices in Jacksonville, Fleming Island, Ormond Beach, or Gainesville.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Partly cloudy today, only a slight chance of rain, a high of 94 this evening. Lots of rain with thunderstorms and a low of 76, right now 79 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The date is set to hear Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser in front of a U.S. Senate committee. Florida candidate for Governor Andrew Gillum wants a 40% increase in Florida's corporate income tax. He says he wants to use it to raise $1 billion more for education. And the Wall Street Journal reports the tight job market for this year's upcoming holiday season could mean better pay and benefits, even for seasonal workers.
Contact The Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbov.com.
Is there any credibility with Brett Kavanaugh? Should one female derail that may have nothing to do with his experience with courts? Should that be able to derail any type of possibility of advancement, Roger, some would say, going up to the high Supreme Court? Lindsey Graham, South Carolina senator, says, you know what? I've been a former prosecutor, defendant. I've been a former judge. There is no court case, criminal or civil, that would hear this case.
All I can say is that I've been a prosecutor, a judge, and a defense counsel all of my life before I got into politics. This case could not go before a criminal court because it's too old. No lawyer would bring it as a civil suit because it's just too hard to prove. The question for the Senate, is there really enough evidence here, given the nature of the allegation, how old it is, and the uncertain nature of it, to deny this man who's lived an incredible life a promotion to the Supreme Court? And if it was this bad, why did not the Democrats challenge Judge Kavanaugh when he was sitting right there in...
Here's an email from Betty. Ed, did I hear true that Roger said he was harassed back in high school by a teacher for something he didn't do?
Well,
your homework.
Okay. Here's what happened, okay?
Nobody cares what happened. She was making a joke.
Oh, okay. Right,
yeah. So anyway, I'm not throwing you under the bus.
I'm just saying.
Well, you think it could be a real story here?
While we have you, perhaps you can help us fill in the blanks on some of her story. She says that she was at a party in probably 1982 in Montgomery County, Maryland. She says that there were four guys there. These are high school students, as was she. There were four guys there. Were there any girls there that day?
Yes, there was another girl at this party, yes.
And has your client spoken to any of those other guys or that girl who could help corroborate her story?
She's not.
And why not? Is it time to do that?
That's not her job to do that. If this is going to be investigated, it should be done by investigators.
So it's not her job to go out and try to collaborate some of that. President Trump orders the declassification of key documents related to the FBI investigation of Russia. Again, several of you have been emailing me, Ed, that's great, but we've been hearing this for the last several months. Do we have a date? No, we do not.
Mm.
Now, it could happen before the election. Trust me, I'm all about dates. Many people that email me, Roger, saying, yeah, the Kavanaugh situation's a double standard, but we want to see the real show starting on Monday. I would agree with you on that.
Oh, yeah.
But President Trump has, when it comes to the Trump dossier, documents related to the FBI investigation of Russian actions during the 2016 presidential election. But this were a little bit, might get a little interesting here. Some of it has to do with whether or not the dossier was accurate. How was this warrant, the surveillance warrant, put up before the FISA court? But also, text messages from some of the key players involved.
President Trump declassifying key FISA documents related to the Russia investigation. The president also authorizing the release of text messages from James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and Bruce Orr.
Oh, this just keeps going and going. Fox Business News' Lou Dobbs says this is how that the FBI and the declassification and the related matters, what may and what we may find out.
First of all, of a lot that we have had at least an indication of, and that is rancid corruption throughout the upper reaches of the FBI. I think this is a terrific day for America. I think it is a very bad day for James Comey, Andrew McCabe, Strzok, and others, including perhaps Bruce Orr. The thing I hope that we see will be what actually took place and how much of a relationship there was established by these 20 pages from the Carter Page FISA court application, showing exactly what came from the famous fraudulent Trump dossier.
And here's another question. Why is the media not looking forward to the transparency of this? The Federalist Molling Hemingway says, isn't it kind of interesting when reporters are nervous about getting more transparency and information? This set up an interesting conversation between Tucker Carlson tonight and Fox Business News' Lou Dobbs, because if you can recall during the Obama years, as you will hear Dobbs say, he didn't like doing a lot of press conferences. Heaven forbid you should even question him. There wasn't a lot in Fast and Furious. There wasn't a lot on the NSA spying scandal. There certainly was not a lot of questions when it came to Lois Lerner pleading the fifth. There certainly wasn't a lot on Benghazi. And yet we asking questions for some of the stupidest things of President Trump about what Melania is wearing and all of this other stuff. But there's also another question that's being asked, as Lou Dobbs was being asked by Tucker Carlson last night. Wasn't it President Obama's administration that called for the spying on President Trump? And yet, why isn't anybody even asking him this question?
Secrecy, but they are. Amazing. So what about Obama? I mean, what we know is that the Obama administration spied on a rival presidential campaign. We're about to find out on what pretext they did. Mm-hmm. You don't hear Obama asked about this in his many paid speeches that he is giving. Why?
Right. The reason is that the press has an alignment. They've taken some sort of fealty oath that requires them to keep their mouths shut and pretend still that he is some sort of historic president who basically accomplished nothing in 8 years. They have to preserve that fiction.
222 talk, 904-222-8255. On this issue, does it just take a few to run a big organization? You heard what he said, FBI totally corrupt. Do you buy into that, number one? Number two, was this the usual suspects of the 5, 6, 7 key figures that could derail the possibility of a Trump campaign or even the aftermath out there? Is the whole FBI corrupt? What do you think? But the other question is, some have even said, this is nothing more than just, hey, guys just talking, trying to impress female. They can see what they can do. But then again, there are some reports when you look at the FBI, we look at the Inspector General's report, like at Peter Strzokman. This guy was old. He was on every investigation out there. So here's the question. What do you think we're going to find out? Even if something comes out, what do you think we're going to find out?
I don't know. Obviously, it'll be interesting once it is released. But wouldn't the country be in trouble if the FBI is as corrupt as Lou Dobbs makes it look like? I certainly hope not. But could an argument be made, and this is in the interest of objectivity, that when Obama wiretapped Trump Towers, could it be argued that they were trying to find out what the Russians were up to and not what Trump was up to?
Could they find out what the Russians were up to?
That's Watergate-esque, if not.
Okay, but yet we've known that the Russians have been involved in all the other campaigns out there.
Right.
But, I mean, they already, as I said before, they already had information on Carter Page. The FISA report was worked around Carter Page, but Carter Page was on the radar for 4 to 5 years.
Yeah.
What if he was such a bad guy, why didn't they just arrest him? Why did they need him in there? They admitted they had a mole in the Trump and the Trump campaign out there. They knew what was going on. If they had all of this, then why do you need special counsel then? I'm just asking. Why out of curiosity?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, what I find very interesting is that none of this was believed. That, you know, you and I talked about this a little bit ago this morning, that Trump says that President Obama wiretapped Trump Tower. Are you kidding me?
Put down the Twitter account.
Yeah. And guess what? We found out it was true.
It was actually true. It shocked me when I found out it was true.
And then there was a story by in January by the New York Times about surveillance out there. And yet everybody played stupid out there. In fact, probably one of the reasons why, Roger, and maybe that the news media does not want these reports to leak out. Remember the story that we've covered about how that the FBI was getting ball game tickets and being paid off by reporters. Usually it'd be the other way around.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a major ethical problem.
Yeah, as well. So maybe that was – but yet the thing is that I find very interesting here was that the media said there's no way that Trump is correct. There's no way that Trump Tower was spied upon. And as I say, you go from 1, 2, and 3 – but in this case, we skipped 2. We went 1 from 3. And then it was, well, it was because of this and because of the reason. That. My only question is, why didn't the media just admit it was wired upon? I mean, it was, I mean, whatever. My only question, just admit it. I mean, you can sit back and say, well, the reason why it needed to be, just admit it that it happened. 222 talk, 222-8255. We've been talking about the Kavanaugh. Is this all story mundane this week? Or does the real show begin on Monday? The question is this a dog and pony show? Do you believe, some of you don't even think that Christine Ford, the accuser, will even show up on Monday? Will it turn into another Anita Hill? If you could ask questions.
Can she not show up? I'm thinking
she can do whatever she wants.
I thought if you're subpoenaed, you're in contempt of the Senate.
No, you can sit back and say, I don't want to show up. They're asking her to show up. She says she doesn't need to be subpoenaed out there.
Okay.
But remember what her lawyer says. Well, we don't want to turn this into Anita Hill. You know what? If Republicans were, some would say, the emails this morning, if Republicans wanted to play hardball like the Democrats, they'd become a little bit more successful out there. Well, we don't want to be known as the party of. But then again, you want to be known as the party of that placates the things that cannot be proven, you know, to derail, you know. So want to know what you think. At this, also, declassification, does anybody really care about that story as well? Many of you saying, Ed, now we only care about when it's released. Also, the big story that we're talking about today, Andrew Gillum wants to raise, do you want to pay 40%? Well, not everybody's going to pay 40% more of taxes, but if you're a business owner, you will pay 40% more, according to Andrew Gillum, to pay for $1 billion worth of education. Maybe I should ask it this way. Are you willing for your taxes to be raised in order to pay for higher salaries for teachers at $50,000 a year and to pay for more education for children? Want to hear what you think at 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
On the Dane's Point Bridge going south, there's been a wreck, 95 South at US 1, another accident, and 295 South at Normandy Boulevard, a broken down car.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
With the temperatures rising, you'll want to make sure that your air conditioning system is working properly. That's why Snyder Air Conditioning should be your first call for your preventive maintenance needs. Why choose another air conditioning company when you can choose Snyder? You can count on Snyder to properly clean and check your system. There's a big difference between checking your system and cleaning your system. Cleaning your system will extend the life of your air conditioning unit and will also save you money on your electric bill. And right now, with 100% financing available with approved credit, there's never been a better time to upgrade your system. Snyder Air Conditioning is proud to be an Amana A-plus dealer and can fix and service any maker model. Snyder Air Conditioning is Jacksonville's number one residential air conditioning company and has been serving Jacksonville for over 40 years. Snyder Air Conditioning. Call today at 641-0600. Snyderman and Amana. License number CAC 1813307.
Partly cloudy today, a high of 94. This evening, lots of rain with thunderstorms and an overnight low of 76. Right now, it's 79 at WBOB.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Do liberals have anything to complain with Hurricane Florence? They say that President Trump is pretty much complicit, but then again, what about the aftermath? I think they're just waiting with bated breath to find out. But some of you have been emailing me this morning. We need to have an investigation of what happened with Puerto Rico, Ed. We need to investigate the Trump administration and the thousands that died. I say, yes, we need to. By the way, can you also answer the reason why that the power grids and the infrastructure was not properly done and $70 billion worth of debt with Puerto Rico? Why is it Trump's fault? Just kind of curious. 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Allegations of sexual misconduct against him will bring Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh back before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Monday. Kavanaugh denies the charges. Beijing is vowing to retaliate after the Trump administration announced tariffs on $200 billion more in Chinese imports starting next week. President Trump ordering some FISA court documents and all texts relating to the Russia probe to be declassified. North Carolina rivers continue to rise in the aftermath of Florence's torrential rains. The storm now blamed for at least 32 deaths across three states. Russia is blaming Israel for the downing of a Russian reconnaissance plane by a Syrian missile. All 15 people on board the aircraft were killed. Dow futures are up 50 points, NASDAQ futures 12 points higher. More details at srnnews.com.
On the Dane's Point Bridge going south, we're looking at an accident. It's on the right side of the bridge causing some delay. 95 South at US 1, look out for another accident. 295 South at Normandy Boulevard, a broken down car has been reported. And if you're on 10 East, right before Cassett, apparently something fell off of a car or truck and cars are having to avoid it. The right lane is blocked. Partly cloudy, a high of 91 today. This evening, lots of rain with thunderstorms. The low 76. Right now, it's 79 at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The date is set to hear Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser in front of a U.S. Senate committee. Florida candidate for Governor Andrew Gillum wants a 40% increase in Florida's corporate income tax. He says he wants to use it to raise $1 billion more for education. And the Wall Street Journal reports the top job market for this year's upcoming holiday season could mean better pay and benefits, even for seasonal workers.
Contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
Does Andrew Gillum have a valid point? Everybody would agree teachers need more money. Starting salary at $50,000 a year. Roger, you brought up a good point earlier. That would probably be a very inviting offer to maybe fill up some of the teacher shortage out there.
Exactly. You know, $50,000 a year to start and, you know, right out of college and you got a 3-month vacation a year. That seems pretty inviting for someone who may be 22, 23 years old.
If you're a teacher and it took you years, unfortunately, to make that amount of money, and it is unfortunate, what does that say about somebody coming up after all the years you've paid for? Should you not get a bigger raise? What does that say to somebody who, like Roger said, 23, 24, who hasn't paid their dues? Should they automatically make $50,000 a year? And how do you adjust those pay increases? 222-TALK, 222-8255. Would you support a 40% tax increase on the corporate income tax side in order to pay for education? Now, we're not talking about to pay for welfare. We're talking about paying for education. Would you pay for that? Gillum says that he also wants to legalize marijuana. Well, some of you have been emailing me saying, you know, I support Gillum, but, you know, when you mention legalized marijuana, Ed, maybe we don't need to raise the corporate income tax. If we allow the full-blown legalization of marijuana, tax it, regulate it, and sell it. Do you buy into that?
I don't really fully buy into it because there are people who can grow it in their backyards if the court president...
They will be taxed if they can grow it.
How can they do that, though?
Because the government comes in and they're going to grow it. And what are they going to grow it for? For usage out there?
For their own personal use.
Well, that's fine. But what I'm saying is same thing is going to happen with alcohol. They're going to find a way. They've already sat back and said, we're going to tax it. They're not going to let you do it on your own. If one judge knocks it down, they will appeal it out there. Okay. The monopoly sit back and say, whether you grow it or not, if you're going to grow it, that how can they claim you're not going to use it for servicing use to sell it? Which means you're going to have to get a business license. Which means that's another, wherever you live, could be $100, $200 to pay into sunbiz.org for some of that, plus the local one out there. But is there a valid point to sit back and say if we could regulate it and tax it, why do you need to raise taxes then? You could do that I don't support the advocating of expanding gambling. Some people said that would take care of all the tax problems here. A big issue also as well. Allowing offshore drilling. We don't need to raise taxes for that.
Yeah, there's been a lot of argument made saying that if we do offshore drilling, that could even not only fund education, but eliminate our property taxes in the state of Florida.
The consumer and spending, of course, is at an all-time high, the strongest we've seen in 25 years. The Wall Street Journal this morning says that a tight job market will mean better pay and better benefits for seasonal workers. Even JCPenney already started hiring in June this past year. Many accredited that with the tax cuts. FedEx is gearing up for a record holiday season. Target here locally plans to start off $12 an hour for those seasonal help. Also plans to raise its hourly minimum wage by 2020 to $15 an hour. UPS says that they're going to hire 100,000 seasonal employees. The company says even here locally that out of those hirees, 35% of them can even get full-time permanent work. And yet we were told just a while back that, Roger, the malls just will no longer exist. But yet CNBC says, guess what? Because of the tight job marketing, people are getting hired for seasonal work.
He or she has been in the last 25 years and is showing up in numbers, even at brick and mortar. Because the transition to online has not changed. It is still happening. But they're learning to play the game online.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been in a number of malls in the last couple of months in different parts of the country. I've been surprised how busy they have been.
FedEx CFO Bob Henning says they're planning to have a record season, and they're looking for truck drivers. UPS, $70,000 a year for truck drivers without a college education.
Sounds like you are gearing up for another record holiday season. Is you right? Is that what's going on?
That's exactly what's going on. We're looking forward to another record peak season. And of course, this year there are four Mondays between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So we expect to be extremely busy right up to Christmas Eve.
Here's a question I like to ask. If the left, like Andrew Gillum, who said Florida's been going in the wrong direction, but yet the economy seems to be doing quite well, that corporate companies need to pay their fair share. I thought they were. I mean, they're paying more. And also, when it comes to FICA taxes and unemployment, I mean, okay. Mm-hmm. I'd like to find out what area they're not paying enough. No liberal can ever tell me that. But if the liberal left is advocating a $15 starting, no experience, a $15 an hour minimum wage, does the arguments that local companies here in Northeast Florida, if they can start off at 12 and then within a year and a half, not through government regulation, mm-hmm. but through the private sector, with not even close to a year and a half, Target says we want to pay people at $15 an hour. Does that offset the argument of having the government become involved when it comes to a minimum wage?
Not only offsets it, but I think it makes it a better argument, because then business is happy. They don't feel like they're being pressured by the government to do something they can't afford, because they're voluntarily doing it. Obviously, they can afford it, and it makes sense to them from a business perspective.
David Asman, Fox Business News, says the New York Times came out with a recent editorial and says these Trump economic numbers, nobody cares about them.
Give it to the New York Times to find a cloud with all this silver lining stuff going on. They come out and knock the unemployment figures and the jobs numbers by saying Americans want to believe jobs are the solution to poverty. They're not. So according to the New York Times, these jobs numbers don't really mean anything to the average American.
And that's what the Democrats say here in Florida. Again, as we talked about, Andrew Gillum, according to the reports this morning, he wants to raise $1 billion more money for education, and he says, I'm going to pay for it through raising taxes. He wants to have starting salaries for teachers at $50,000 a year out there. He's got his plan. He says he's the most progressive candidate in the state.
To graduate from college. I am on this stage as the most progressive candidate running for governor. As the only non-millionaire, non-billionaire running.
Okay, so we've heard this argument before. We've been hearing it since the 1980s. Are corporations not paying their fair share? And I just want to ask, where are they not paying their fair share?
If they're not paying their fair share, a 40% tax hike is huge. I have to hand it to Gillum. That is a gutsy call. I have never heard of any candidate for office promise to raise taxes and then get elected afterwards.
Does he not understand that the corporations are going to make up that money somehow? They're going to pass that tax on to you and myself.
Yeah.
If you have a minimum wage, they either lay off, which means less revenue, less people are working.
Right.
You lay off or you have to increase prices. How come no liberal can ever answer those questions?
Right. And many companies, especially in the fast food industries, are going to automated ordering, even in some of the McDonald's restaurants, for example. A big machine there. You can just punch up what you do, what you need to use, what you want to order. And then the next thing you know, you don't need as many people working there, and that's fewer jobs.
Gordon says the email address, ed@wbob.com, also 222-8255. He says, even though some of the Republican leaders have said that Christine Ford, the accuser of Brett Kavanaugh, something that happened 36 years ago, Gordon emails and says that some Republicans have said she should get her chance to testify. He says, I agree with the move. You want Judge Kavanaugh to be clear of any cloud over his credibility. Ford testifies and proves herself to be all over the board because I would ask directions and to make her prove what she has said. I agree with that. Should she get her time in the day, or is this just Republicans kowtowing to media?
You know what? I think she does need to have her opportunity to give her side of the story.
And what issue should derail him from becoming a Supreme Court nominee?
You know what? I don't honestly think it should derail him at all at this point.
Then what's the point of having her come up then?
Just to give her a chance to give her side of the story.
She's already told media.
Well, yes, but she may not have been asked the right questions from our elected officials. Maybe that's it. Or give her side of the story directly.
Oh, they asked the right questions?
To the mayor. Maybe not. I don't know. But I think she does. She should have her chance to give her side of the story.
Bill says, if Andrew Gillum's tax increase goes through, I wanted to hire a lawn service to cut my lawn. I will have to cancel that and cancel Netflix. Okay, so anyway, that's a good one out there. We took some calls, several of you. There has been a minor story out there about printing ballots in another language besides English, Spanish ballots. Some of you, oh, this is a complete outrage. Well, what's the outrage? I understand English speaking. I get it. That was done based on the displacement after Hurricane Maria, but it's been going around since 1965. This is not new. But Puerto Ricans are Americans, folks. They get the vote, and they all don't speak proper English. That's one of the reasons why.
Yeah, many of them came up to Florida after, having suffered Hurricane Maria down in Puerto Rico. But the question I have is that if you print the ballot in Spanish because you can't understand a lick of English at all, how are you able to follow the issues and understand what the campaign things are about.
Well, Rick Scott is campaigning in Spanish.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they are campaigning somewhat in Spanish. But, you know, I kind of wonder whether or not the person can stay fully abreast on what the issues are if they don't even understand English in the first place.
Rick Scott, I think, has got like a 30 or 60 second ad. They tried to get Bill Nelson to speak Spanish, but it turned into a 30 minute and a 60 minute ad. He was like, "Come vote for Democrat." That was pretty much what it was. Anyway,
right.
So Andrew sends me an email. He says, "Ed and Roger, back in 2009, I was going through the process of becoming a U.S. citizen. Remember taking my test at the embassy? My grandfather pointed out an older gentleman and a person next to me with two phone book size binders. My grandpa said, that guy is going to become a citizen. He doesn't read or write English, but he has an attorney."
Okay.
Well, yeah, that's true. A lot of immigrants have attorneys as well if they can afford them out there. I just wonder if this becomes English only. Yes, you want to have a naturalization. I mean, when you go to another country, you got to speak their language. All right? I understand that. But I wonder if this is being misdirected by even some conservatives out there for the problem we have in society is people not speaking English. No. I would disagree. I think the problem you have with immigration is not people not speaking English. Is that, do we need to have people on the government dole? Do they need to learn yes, they need to learn English. But that's not the major reason why. They need to learn the ways of this culture that we have in America. They should adapt to us, not us adapting to them.
Well, the frank of the matter is that there are many places in the United States where if you cannot speak Spanish, you can't get a job. Places like in South Florida, places like in Southern California, Spanish is so prevalent there that you have to be able to speak Spanish to communicate. And I've known people who have had to move
areas where English is more popular. Don't want to balkanize it. I totally get that. You don't want to be balkanizing everything.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is there's so many issues dealing with illegal immigration and illegal immigration, but to sit back and say, well, mandatory English, I'm sorry, it's a soundbite. I agree, you should throw it in a bill, but that's not the main reason why we've got problems with our income system and wealth redistribution through the welfare society, because somebody can't speak English.
Yeah.
I can tell you many people that speak English.
And I want to speak to the people from Puerto Rico. Honestly, I used to live in the Caribbean, real close to Puerto Rico in the VI, Virgin Islands, and almost everyone in Puerto Rico speaks both English and Spanish fluently. And when you hear the campaign ads that are in Spanish and English, I believe they're placating to them to some extent in order to do some type of identity politics.
Larry emails and says, does anyone realize with Andrew Gillum's pay increase, starting salaries for teachers at $50,000 a year will cause all teacher salaries to increase, not just those starting? He says salaries are based on years of service and degrees. So those at a high bracket will now have to have their increases as well. That's what I was asking earlier. I'd like to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255. What does this say? And by the way, after 20 years, you would hope you're making $50,000 a year. I mean, it doesn't matter what you're doing. But the question I like to ask is, if you're a teacher making or almost trying to make $50,000 a year and you put all your years in service, what does this say about you that a younger person without any experience can come in and start making $50,000 a year?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear from you at 222-TALK, 222-8255, Talk Radio WBOB.
On the Dane's Point Bridge going south, we're looking at a wreck right now. It's on the right, causing some delay. 95 south at US 1, another accident. And if you're at 95 north at 295, another crash blocking the right lane there this morning.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialist on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0755.
Partly cloudy today with only a slight chance of rain. We'll have a high of 94. This evening, a 60% chance of thunderstorms and a low of 76. Right now, 79 at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida candidate for Governor Andrew Gillum wants a 40% increase in Florida's corporate income tax. He says he wants to use it to raise $1 billion more for education. The Wall Street Journal reports the tight job market for this year's upcoming holiday season could mean better pay and benefits even for seasonal workers. And the date is set to hear Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh's accuser in front of a U.S. Senate committee.
Contact- contact the Ed Dean Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM by calling 222-TALK or 222-8255 or email ed@wbob.com.
One of the things, you were supported by two billionaires who came in and helped your campaign, and largely your campaign early on was funded by them, George Soros and Tom Steyer. How do you square sort of a populist, progressive campaign that wants to get big money, you know, among other things, get big money out of politics, get dark money out of politics, and yet it's billionaires that have to prop up your campaign?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm obviously deeply appreciative of Mrs. Soros as well as Mrs. Steyer, both men whom I've known for some time.
You know what? I would love, before I get to the calls, you always talk about it. If you could ask an elected official running for office, locally, school board, county commission, a question. I'd like to ask Andrew Gillum, how did you meet Tom Steyer, the billionaire activist that calls for impeachment? In fact, I like to even know, how did you meet George Soros? Was it in college? Was it some funded activity that was taking place at a college?
Yeah.
I like to, I'm not saying that should make or break his campaign. I just want to know, how did you meet George Soros?
Was it $1,000 per plate dinner fundraiser out in California?
I don't think so. I mean, how did you meet George Soros? I'd love to hear that.
Yeah.
222-TALK, 222-8255. Brian, good morning. You're on WBOB.
They're manufactured candidates, aren't they?
Yeah.
Hey, real quick, about the teacher's pay, there's no one who would benefit greater than if Duval County teacher's pay were increased than myself or my family, I guess you should say. And all in favor of always knowing if we're underpaying, but my goodness, if Duval County could really do itself a favor if we started teaching market economics at some point in the curriculum, it's because, I followed the smart people. I always want to follow our local smart people on Facebook or whatever. They put out information, and it's just this arbitrary stuff. It's just passing along a Time article where they talk about a lady who has to work four jobs to quote-unquote make ends meet, and instead of just listing the salary that Kentucky pays her at $55,000 a year. There's just no understanding of market economics, that pay is related to, you know, getting enough, doing the work that's there, and it's just everything's wanting to pull numbers out of the sky using the word should, which we all think we should be paid more than we actually get paid by.
Hey, Brian. Brian, are you a teacher?
I am not, but I love and sleep with a teacher.
Okay, all right. So let me, that's very polite. Let me ask you a question. You do know, and I would assume you have to know, because, you know, my mom was a teacher. She was an administrator and a principal. But today, we talk about, I'm mixing this in, so just give me 5 seconds. There's a big story from the Wall Street Journal about the tight job market. People, we took a lot of calls the first couple hours. People, guys are involved in the restaurant service. And we can't keep people here to work because they can find more money. I understand not only in Duval County, but I've talked to a few teacher groups out there that you can, without a college degree, be a substitute teacher for the Duval County public school system. The only problem is from what I'm told, I don't know if this is to be accurate, if you're lucky, you might make, 60, 70, maybe 80 bucks a day? That doesn't seem to be a lot, does it?
No, yeah, the substitute, normally that's just somebody who wants to roll the part-time, work, mother who wants to be on the same schedule as her kids kind of thing. Or people aspiring to get into the system, which isn't hard because, again, with this labor market, if somebody wants to be a teacher, they've got a position waiting for them. But, yeah, if you start talking about market things like that, that we have vacancies that are going unfilled, those are ways to raise pay, not just using the arbitrary word should. And that's what concerns me, is just seeing the high level of people here in Duval County who just, use ignorance to drive home, really a political point they're really pushing.
All right. I appreciate it, Brian. There has been an argument, and I've actually had school choice people say, and I said, guys, we're doing everything to get Gillum on, his advocates. We've got a good chance of getting them on. We're, very fair on this radio show. A lot of the questions that people are asking, Ed, you and Roger, the $15 an hour minimum wage is the story you've been reporting about the Wall Street Journal coming out saying that the tight job market, it's better for seasonal pay. Target's talking about 12 bucks an hour here locally. You have the local UPS saying that the 35% that we hired here in Northeast Florida, Jacksonville area, we may want to hire them as full-time workers.
Exactly.
A lot of those guys, I'm telling you, the drivers make 70 plus thousand and their union dollars a year. Yeah. A lot of money. No college degree. But the question is about the $15 an hour minimum wage and everything else. I've got a lot of school choice people that are saying, well, Gillum trying to derail and get rid of charter schools out there as well. Here's another one.
Hmm.
You don't have to have a college degree unless your private school deems that you have to have a college degree. You can be certified in some cases. Without having all the degrees of dealing with people at a school, why do you need all this certification then, or why do you need to get a degree to be a teacher?
And a big argument can be made is the kids coming out of these private schools where they don't have to have a college degree to teach end up going on to become doctors and lawyers where the public school kids drop out.
More as we continue to move along, Talk Radio WBOB.
On I-295 on the Dings Point Bridge, we're looking at a crash blocking the right side of the highway, 95 south at US 1. Another accident there this morning. And if you're at 95 north at 295, look out for a crash. It's on the right side of the highway.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
The drama that has been the Brett Kavanaugh nomination to the Supreme Court continues. Over the weekend, a woman named Christine Ford, a registered Democrat, came forward after supposedly asking for anonymity. She charged that she was attacked and groped by Kavanaugh at a party when they were both in high school. Now she says she wants to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Two Republicans, Jeff Flake of Arizona and Bob Corker of Tennessee, both of whom are leaving office in January, want a delay in the confirmation vote, playing into the hands of Democrats and the left, who want to keep the judge off the court. It is Anita Hill, Clarence Thomas all over again, and a complete setup by the left. Do Republicans have the guts to stand against the left's playbook? They have caved before, and I wouldn't bet on their taking a stand now. Republicans hold just a two-seat majority in the Senate. They cannot afford more than one defection. Democrats will do anything to keep Kavanaugh off the bench. Will Republicans do what's necessary to make sure he gets on? We're about to find out. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really, you have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills. And these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others too. And it's people who love to save money big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Partly cloudy today, a 1 in 5 chance of rain, a high of 94. This evening, a 60% chance of scattered thunderstorms, low of 76. Right now, 79 degrees at WBOB.
Laura Ingram, next at 9. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on Talk Radio AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All I can say is that I've been a prosecutor, a judge, and a defense counsel all of my life before I got into the into politics. This case could not go before a criminal court because it's too old. No lawyer would bring it as a civil suit because it's just too hard to prove. The question for the Senate, is there really enough evidence here, given the nature of the allegation, how old it is, and the uncertain nature of it, to deny this man who's lived an incredible life a promotion to the Supreme Court? And if it was this bad, why did not the Democrats challenge Judge Kavanaugh when he was sitting right there?
That's South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, the attorney for Christine Ford, the accuser of Supreme Court nominee pick Brett Kavanaugh, was being asked about how will your client testify, if you want to call that, on Monday.
She's willing to cooperate. What she is not willing to do is to be part of this bloodletting that happens in Washington. We only need to look at the Anita Hill hearings to know what that's going to look like. And that's not a fair way to get at the truth.
I wonder, I wonder if she may not do it. Because you heard what the attorney just said. I mean, Laura Ingraham even pointed out she's been all over the map here. I wonder if the Democrats have come in and go, hey, listen, Republicans, the wussification of the party. Trump's the only one that really has any guts. The Republicans here, they aren't going to ask any questions. They're going to throw you softballs, Bob. They're going to ask you the tough questions. If I'm Dianne Feinstein, I think the question's more derived at her.
Exactly.
Who's in a big race for her nomination, California, all that stuff. That's what they call it, a jungle primary. That's what they call it. Everybody, every woman, every man for himself. I think it would be more against her and why they didn't come out with this if they wanted all these documents released. If you don't want your client going through this, by that conversation right there, I wonder if she will even go through it.
Yeah, well, my big question is, though, the Senate has the authority to compel her to come forth and testify.
I compel you in the name of Chuck Schumer.
And she'll be in contempt of Congress.
Well, no, I don't think so. I don't think she wants to. I mean, they may try to deal with her. But, I mean, you've got 65 women who've sat back and said, he has a sterling character. You got one woman. But then again, remember, should the one woman derail the whole campaign, even if there is no other women out there to derail him?
In a lot of these Me Too cases, Harvey Weinstein, who have fallen because of their disgusting past behavior, in almost all of them, it's a pattern. You see more than one.
Absolutely.
What if nobody else comes forward? Does that change things for you at all?
No, I still think Dr. Ford, she has credibly come forward, in my opinion. I hope if there are any other women out there, they do come forward. These women are probably some of the most powerful people on the planet right
now. Man, so if it's only one versus 65,
right?
We take the one. She's the David, they're the Goliath. That's what's going to come across as. So anyway, we'll continue to cover this. Always enjoy hearing from you. We're thankful to God every day for this radio show. He gets all the credit, but thank you for listening in. As we always continue to move along, Roger, we answer their emails. Just email us, ed@wbob.com, ed@wbob.com. Good Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 a.m. right here on FM 101.1 AM 600 Talk Radio WBOB.